Welcome to another podcast from the Safety Driven team. This presentation examines the basics of fall protection and contrasts the differences between federal and provincial regulation.
Fall protection generally refers to the system of a safety belt or full body harness, a lanyard or lifeline, and any connecting equipment that connects the worker to an anchorage point or a horizontal lifeline. Fall protection could also be guardrails put in place to prevent a worker from falling.
Fall protection equipment can be used for several purposes. Fall restraint, where the fall protection system prevents a worker from reaching the edge. Fall arrest, where the system will stop a fall once it has begun. And work positioning, where a worker can position themselves to perform work without having to hold on.
Provincial regulations requires the use of fall protection when working at or above 3 meters, or if falling less than 3 meters results in an injury greater than if the landing surface was flat. In addition, a fall protection plan is needed when there are no permanent guardrails and the fall would be 7.5 meters or more.
Federal regulations require fall protection when working above 2.4 meters. When working above moving parts of machinery or any other thing that could cause harm on contact, or when working from a ladder above 2.4 meters and the work requires both hands.
What are an employer's responsibilities regarding to fall protection? Like any other hazard, the employer is responsible for identifying and evaluating the hazard and the risk it poses, and then implementing controls to mitigate that risk.
That means when there is a risk of injury from falling, the employer is responsible for providing the fall protection system and ensuring workers are trained in its use. Workers are required to inspect, maintain, and use the fall protection equipment according to manufacturers' or engineers' instructions.
Employees must be trained in the correct use of fall protection equipment. This includes information on how to properly inspect and maintain all components of the system and how to identify substandard, incompatible, or damaged components.
Installation of the fall protection system may require the oversight of a professional engineer for the anchor points and any custom solutions designed for your workplace.
Once fall protection system is in use, it must also be maintained. That means regular inspection of all the components and clearly defined method of removing damaged or incompatible equipment from service.
Keeping the equipment clean according to the manufacturer's instructions is one of the best forms of maintenance. Ensure labels on all straps and webbing remain legible. Remove from service any parts that show damage or wear.
Don't forget to maintain records of your inspection and maintenance activities. If it wasn't written down, it didn't happen in the eyes of an inspector.
If you have any further questions on this or any safety topic, contact a safety advisor on the Safety Driven team at ohs@safetydriven.ca or check our resources page at www.safetydriven.ca.